Yeah, tonight is a lovely night for one of the oldest members of Coltis in Kerry and in Lexnair, for a man, Pat Joe Dinahy, who all his life is Coltis driven and has worked enormously in the branch and at county board level for the good of Coltis. And many months ago, Pat Joe would often come in to me, and he'd always kind of give me bits and pieces and say, here we are, don't know what you're going to do with them, but look, see what you can do. And as I say, a couple of months ago, he came in to Dukas one night and he handed me some papers. And I said, Pat Joe, what's this? Oh, he said, these are old Irish sayings translated into English that I've put together, he said, and I've resourced and everything else. And he said, I don't know what you're going to do with them, but he said, look, I'll give them to you and can't you see? So we had received monies from headquarters in Dublin for the promotion of music, song and dance, and for the Irish language as well. And we said, we were talking, and I put it into the board, the county board. I said, wouldn't it be lovely if we put together a little booklet on the promotion of Irish and with these things? And of course, they all agreed, jumped at it immediately. They thought it was a lovely idea and a great promotional aspect of the Irish language. So we went off anyway. Myself and Karen Trench went off, and we sat down and we put it together and we designed it and we looked at it and we proofed it and went over it again. And this went on for quite a long time. And eventually we came up with a finished product that we were happy with it, and sent it off to the printers. And we received it yesterday evening from the printers. We printed 1,000 copies, and our objective is we're going to put them into all the national schools in Kerry to keep the Irish old sayings alive, and also for the betterment of the pupils in the schools from an Irish point of view.
I understand that, especially in schools nowadays, it's hard to learn Irish, and you know, it's hard to get people to understand why it's so important, but you find that out later in life, and I'm still regretting it to this day that I didn't take it seriously. But John, I know Pat Joe a long while now, and his love for Irish sayings is just incredible, and his way of phrasing things as well. What did you find when you were putting the book together, when you got Pat Joe's written work? What did you find was most evident that he loved most writing about?
Look, I wasn't one bit surprised when I got it from Pat's, because Pat's is a man that his heart and soul is in Coltis, his heart and soul is in the Irish language. And when we got this, we had a look over him, and he just gave it to us in, I think it was six sheets of paper. And Karen thought it would be a lovely idea if we put it into different categories. And then when we do it into categories, that we put in some pictures to complement the Irish sayings. So to have a look at the book and to see the variety of words and the variety of sayings, I mean, it's just fantastic. But I wouldn't expect anything else from Pat Joe, because Pat Joe is an absolute character, and his heart is in Coltis all his life, and the Irish language is very much to the fore in his life. And as I said, it's a compliment to him that we're able to launch this book here tonight in his honour.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, what does Pat Joe actually mean to this community?
Pat Joe is known all over the county. Right. If Pat Joe has something to say, he'll say it out. He won't beat about the bush, whether you like it or whether you don't like it. He'll tell you straight up. And as I say, that's Pat Joe, because he's one in a million. And I will say that he's one in a million. He's, as I said, true to the core of everything culture. I mean, he was very, very involved in setting up of our new Coltis Centre in Tralee. And I know he worked a lot with Eamon when Eamon was down in Lexnair, when he was here in Lexnair before that, he worked with Eamon. So he's on the go a long, long time, and he's on the, you know, promoting Coltis and the Irish language an awful long time. So he's very, very well respected and very well thought of. And as I said, you couldn't really meet a better man to do a job.
Eamon, tell me, you came down here from where tonight?
I came from Dublin today, and I have functions today and this evening, a very important function, but a very enjoyable function to launch this booklet. But I also have meetings tomorrow with Kerry County Council, so I'm, if you like, killing two birds with the one stone. But, you know, I joined this branch here in Ixna. I'm afraid I can go back as far as 1974, before your time, and Pat Joe was very much involved for many, many years before I ever joined the branch in Ixna. So we go back a long way. So it doesn't surprise me when this booklet here has been put together by Pat Joe, and of course designed by John and Karen and so on. And if you look up here in the kitchen where we are at the moment, the library, going back to 2008, and Pat Joe was instrumental in getting the library and getting the Irish language books from Kerry County Library, and also from, I know I gave some from Forrest na Gaeilge when I was involved with the Forrest at the time for this library as well. So his interest in everything Irish is incredible. He just keeps going and always looking at new things and coming up with new ideas and that. But this publication here is amazing. It's a book that I was talking to him just a while ago, and I said, we'll have to have this at Congress. To make sure this is, we've got our annual Congress in Sligo in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Because this is a book that could be used anywhere, not just in Ixna. It can be used anywhere, any branch of Colfis, and we have branches in 22 countries around the world. It's suitable because it's so easy to understand. The illustrations are beautiful, and what he's picked out, what he's chosen, if you like, to put into it, all the different phrases, but especially the Shanukkahs, the old things at the back of the book.
Which
incredible.
Is your favourite Shanukkah?
Which is my favourite. I looked at one there earlier on this evening. And I think I like number 39. It says, "Banvik is Mohar Kela, Kathis Lokaragar Kela." And the translation for he has for that is, "Mother in law and daughter in law are like cat and mouse watching each other." So I don't know where he got that from. But
maybe experience.
Maybe experience, indeed. There are some lovely, nice Shanukkahs. And some Shanukkahs I hadn't heard before, I have to admit as well. I'm not too sure. I must ask him where he got them from, but they're really, really nice. So it's a great, this is his legacy, I suppose, if you like. Not, you know, this book did, but also he's done so much for Colfis in Ixna, in Kerry. I know he attends all the county board meetings, and anywhere there's a Colfis activity, you'll see Pat Joe at it, you know.
And like you say, his love for Irish and stuff is tremendous, but I suppose with all the young people that you're getting coming in here over the years and still staying with the branch many years later, they've learned to love Irish a bit more thanks to Pat Joe.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's Irish as a subject in a school, being taught as a subject. We all have to learn it in school, in primary and secondary and so on. And it's as a subject. But when you come into the Ceolan and you meet someone like Pat Joe, he makes it much more interesting. Mm-hmm. It isn't a subject anymore. It's a means of communication. And that's what he does so well.
Well, Pat Joe, I'm delighted to have you here again this evening. Tonight's a special night for you.
Yeah, very special night, much more than I expected, because when I put those few words together, and I just wrote them in a spiral back copy and jotter, never thinking I'd see the light of day by anyone. So I had them in my pocket here one night, and old Troy and the girl here happened to be here, who happens to be a lecturer in the university, and she took the copy, and about 12 months later, we were at a concert here one night, and she arrived with the whole lot typed out, and in an introduction and all, like, which really amazed me and surprised me. And from that, I distributed some of those into the county board and the branches here, and it has reached what you see today. I know where the county board have produced in this small booklet, which is fascinating.
The booklet, what do you think of it? It's beautiful, isn't
beautiful,
it?
Beautiful, beautiful. Couldn't wish for anything better. Never thought I'd see my name in print like that, and anything that I put my hand to be down on paper now and being circulated around amongst people like that, you know, that appreciate and admire the Irish language and make an effort to promote it.
Mm-hmm. You have made such an effort over the last number of years, and I was saying to the two lads here, Eamon and John, that you've inspired a lot of younger people to start taking up talking Irish and speaking it as more so a conversation than just learning it.
Yeah, well, I have a great grasp of it all the time, because as you know, I know I'm fairly ancient in age, and in my youth, most of the topic of conversation was about the men that gave their lives in 1916. Like, I was only 20 before I was born just 20 years after the 1916 rising, you know, a little off more than that, around that 20 years away, but 20 years later, we'd say. So the topic of conversation when I was going to school was always about the Easter Rising, Pierce, Connolly, Plunkett, and all those people that gave their lives, and all those were Irish speakers. And they, apart from the freedom of Ireland, they fought for the language as much as they did for the freedom of the country.
I met someone back in Ballyferrisshire last week, and he told me that his mother did not learn English until she was 14 years of age.
Oh, sure, yeah, that was the thing, sure. I mean, you go back to the time of Peg Sayers and all those, like, and Mihalo Crown and all those people that never spoke English at all. Mm. Sure, they reckon, like, I don't know whether this is true or fact or not, but Peg Sayers was craving for water when she was an old woman inside the hospital dying of cancer, and the attendants didn't know what she was saying. I don't know, no, that is said for the rest true or not, I don't know. I might be wrong on that, no, but that is said.
But Patjo, tell me a bit about the book here. When you first saw it in your hands, what was the first thing that struck you?
Amazement. Amazement. The two people, old John and Karen Trench, could do what they're doing with that, you know, like, you know, the back page and that, you know, and that photograph, that was taken over 12 months ago here inside in this room by John. But the introduction there was in the first thing when the words were put together, that is there on the back page. Now that was written and print typed by Karen Dowling as the introduction to the what we put together in the first issue, like when I only put them together for the sake of the branch here and for, you know, for my own interest.
Mm-hmm. So. There's a lot of people coming here tonight.
Well, there's a big fierce gang of them up the back anyway.
It must be lovely to have that support.
Ah, sure, fascinated. We're all my own family are here now, children and grandchildren. And neighbours and friends of Coltist, in like, which I have another, the extended family around the county and outside the county, like, I have friends everywhere.
Are you proud?
Proud of Coltist, yeah, very proud of Coltist now and couldn't wish now for anything better than tonight, like, with all my friends, like, Eamon here and John and all the others, like, and proud, very proud, like, I've been involved in Coltis, because, like, when you see this building, now, this is the second president of Coltis, from Lixnar, that has stood inside in this room. Mm. So that's really, I'm really proud of that, like, that really touches me. So I can't say much more credit than that, like.
Well, you can tell me this. What's your favourite Shanuckle inside it?
Or the
I pick one.
My favourite Shanuckle is Ni Fiú Fadil, it's Fiú Fadil Gach Madra. Every dog is worth the whistle.
Patjo, thank you so much and best of luck for everything.
You're welcome and thanks for coming.